I realized that worry was a waste of time. It adds no hours to my life, and it was rooted in a lack of trust in the plans God had for me. In Matthew 6, it talks about how when we seek God, when we seek first God's kingdom, all other things will be provided for. I began to open up to my family and small group about this anxiety that dominated my mind. God empowered me to live a life not ruled by stress and continue to refine me through these experiences. Coming out of this season, I began to coast through sophomore year. Patterns of apathy, lust, and pride became very prevalent in my life. However, God continued to use my small group as a place where I could share what was on my heart, confess, or simply just be encouraged by others who also wanted to be faithful in the midst of a culture focused on partying and shallow living. Heading into junior year, I was cut from the basketball team after being told that even though I'd improved in every way they'd asked, they had to draw the line somewhere, and I was the line. This instantly brought back a heart filled with doubt and anger again, questioning why and how I could put in all this work and come up just short at the end. Now in my senior year, God has given me new opportunities to trust him in uncertain circumstances. Early in the fall, I learned a lot about trusting God with the unknown by walking through some unexpected and kind of scary health concerns. I'd been dealing with headaches and stomach issues for several weeks when all of a sudden I started having issues with my eyes. After a brain MRI showed no signs of a tumor, which was the first possibility to rule out, we still had no answers. There was swelling around my optic nerves, threatening to take away my sight, which was a thought that made me panic. My mom asked me this on the way home from one of many doctor's appointments. What percent of your reaction to this whole process is your mellow character and demeanor, and what portion is your faith in Jesus? I answered with what I felt was true. Probably 70% I can attribute to my character and 30% to trusting God. However, as I went back to school, it was evident that I never had relied on my faith in him at all. I was swamped with schoolwork and felt overwhelmed, and my worldly foundation began to crumble as I internalized my stress again. After one of my eye doctors asked me to go off any medication, simply because there was no other answers, my dermatologist immediately saw the connection and said that my eye trouble was absolutely a reaction to the antibiotic I've been taking for my face. To find a simple solution for a very scary problem was a huge relief to me and my parents. Fortunately, the presence of community, the emphasis on prayer in my own life, and truly relying on the Lord through his word have allowed me to find peace in the midst of chaos. My life verse came to mind during this whole process, Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will keep your path straight." I found myself doing the exact opposite, and it called for truly surrendering my thoughts to him and trusting in what he has in store for me. I'm trying to remember that as I wait on his guidance and provision for where I will go to college. To close, I would like to leave you with a few thoughts. Take advantage of the resources God has put in your life, whether it be a small group, a mentor or your small group leaders, a close friend or your family. You aren't alone in your walk as much as it may seem sometimes, and he loves us and he will never forsake us, and he continues to provide for you and me every single day. In John 10:10, he promises us that while the thief comes to only steal, kill, and destroy, I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. Don't waste time worrying about a test or decisions or a conversation, but lean on God's sovereignty over the small instances and the big decisions. Pursue it with courage, knowing that your Heavenly Father is in control and has a plan for your life, specifically your time in high school. Thank you for listening.